Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia and Jasmine with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, yesterday morning a car collided with an ambulance on Beckett Road and Albany Creek Road in Bridgeman Downs, resulting in four people being taken to St. Andrew's War Memorial Hospital in stable condition. The ambulance flipped onto its side after the collision, causing minor injuries to three paramedics inside and shoulder and knee injuries to the man driving the other car. Brisbane's La Boite Theatre will be celebrating its 100th year in operation in 2025, with showings of the popular play Macbeth. The theatre is the longest now-running performance theatre in the country and will be delving into records for readings for some of its earliest performances. La Boite's current artistic director attributed the long life of theatre to a long history of women in the role of creative directing since its inception. In national news, a case of scurvy has been identified in a 50-year-old man in Western Australia as the cost of living squeezing people into bad diets with a lack of vitamin C. The man has undergone a bariatric surgery in the last month and cites the rising cost of food as one of the drivers for his lack of vitamin C. The disease is now easily identified and treated. The current rare disease is often associated with sailors with limited access to fresh fruits and vegetables on long voyages.
The Australian Securities and Investment Commission sues insurance giant QBE for allegedly misleading customers about the value of discounts offered on insurance products, including home, contents, and car coverages. ASIC alleged that QBE made statements and sent policy renewal notices promising discounts to policyholders and failed to deliver. The corporate regulator's deputy chair, Sarah Court, said insurers need to have robust systems and controls in place to make sure their customers receive the discounts they were promised. In a market release, QBE apologized for the inconsistencies and said it has taken steps to address the issues. In international news, India and China have struck a deal over patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control in the Himalayas 4 years after a violent clash on the border. Negotiations resulted in an agreement that both countries would patrol contested points of their border on an agreed schedule and troops would be pulled back slightly to avoid face-offs. Both countries claim large amounts of the other's lands in the remote area, and there has been a peace agreement in place since 1996. Associate Professor of History at the Australian National University, Mira Ashar, called this a strategic move rather than a serious successful negotiation. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.